Thompson has enough candidates to make mayoral and council elections necessary, but the 7 school board trustee candidates will be acclaimed. Incumbent Mayor Colleen Smook will be challenged by former city councilor and frequent mayoral candidate Ron Matichuk, as well as by current member of council Les Ellsworth in a 3-way race. A random draw held September 21 determined that Smook's name would be at the top of the ballot, with Matichuk's second and Ellsworth's third. No more than half of the current council could be back next term. In addition to Ellsworth, councillors Jeff Fountain, Braden McMurdo and Andre Prue all decided not to seek re-election. Brian Lundmark, Duncan Wong, Kathy Valentino and Earl Colborne are all hoping to continue in their roles. There are 8 other candidates vying for the 8 council positions. They include Chu Chong, who finished tied with Prue for 8th place in 2018 and ended up losing to Prue in a by-election. Rita Werstroh, who ran for council 4 years ago, has once again stepped forth as a candidate. The other council hopefuls are Lewis Fitzpatrick, Addy Colborne, former school district of Mystery Lake trustee Sandra Oberdorfer, Robert Chukri, Joyce McKiver and James McIntree. Only 2 of the current school board members are among the 7 people who put their names forth as candidates for the 7 available school board spots, who will be elected by acclamation. Lindsay Anderson and Michelle Tomaszewski, both of whom are currently in their first terms as trustees, will be back for a second term. New trustees will be Abby Humby, Mike Lawson, M.D. Sharker, Hank Warner Brown and Brian Young, who ran unsuccessfully for school board in the 2020 by-election and for council in 2018. Incumbents Don McDonald, Leslie Tucker, Lee Cripps and Guido Oliveira did not seek re-election. Mayoral and council elections will take place on October 26. Advance polls will be on October 10 and October 19. The Thompson Chamber of Commerce is organizing council and mayoral candidate forums on October 12 and October 19, respectively, at R.D. Parker Collegiate's Letkamen Theatre.